It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. If you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Attilio, and this is the part of the show where we bring art back into your life. No, not like Salvador Dali, not like that kind of art, but it's an acronym. What's it stand for, Adrienne?
Attilio's Random Thoughts.
And it... the acronym works, but it's not random because I these are things that I'm researching or going deep on. And by me sharing them with our listeners, I'm learning about it because when you teach, you learn. So I'm reading a book called Simple Numbers, Straight Talk, Big Profits by Greg Crabtree. Maybe we'll have him on the show one day. Mm-hmm. We've had other authors on there. And basically, the big challenge that people in the real estate industry, and this is probably true of all entrepreneurs, what's our biggest challenge?
Numbers, knowing our numbers. And I would say knowing our true numbers.
Yeah. Knowing. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you have like your inflated numbers. What is it called? Like on some of the podcasts, they talk about like...
well, it's GCI, gross commission or ego or
the
something.
Ego
income.
But like even if like you're making all this money and then you're spending it all, you know... What's the point?
Yeah, this is a typical realtor. They make $100,000 a year and then they spend $90,000 on expenses and they would have made more money working at 7-Eleven.
That's right.
So know your numbers. And so you're like, oh, okay, Attilio, great advice. How do we do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. This is how we do it. This is from a guy that's runs a big national accounting firm. He's got CPAs. And what he does is he's advising these clients because the challenge we run into here is, so when you start a business, he talks about there are 8 functioning areas of a business: CEO, sales director, human resources, IT, marketing, lead coordinator, you know, all of that. Mm-hmm. Who's wearing all those hats in the beginning when you start a business?
The owner.
You are.
Yes, you're doing it all.
Yeah. So in our industry as brokers or realtors, you go and hang your license with the brokerage. The brokerage knows their numbers because they're running a business. Mm-hmm. You're running a business within a business. But here's the challenge with most brokerages. They're not teaching you how to run a business. They're teaching you how to do real estate.
Yep.
Two completely different things. We had Pepper on, the comedian, and we talked about it. There's the business of comedy and then there's a comedy business.
Yes.
You know, there's what you need to do to be a successful comedian.
And then there's something that you need to do to put on a show.
And then there's things that you need to do to run a successful comedy business, run a successful real estate business. Completely two different things. And that's the challenge. So there's help today because I'm going to tell you on the frequency and the what. The frequency is this. So daily, you should be looking at daily your cash balance. So we take a look, you know, so and here's the other tip. When you're looking at reports that are on a daily basis, do you want like a whole bunch of detail and ad nauseum numbers on a daily basis?
No, just
simple.
Just like the overview.
He talks about don't be fooled by the one page report. But can you fill up one page with 6-point font and have gajillion data on one sheet of paper?
You could.
So just because it's on one sheet, he says, even make it simpler than that. Their daily report, either you do it yourself because realtors don't like to do it, or you hire somebody or leverage out and get your admin to do it, should be something that could literally just be cut and pasted in an email and you can look at it real quick. So your daily report should be taking a look at your cash balance. Is it good to know what's in the bank?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the typical accounting practice that most realtors or entrepreneurs use is, oh, what's it? Do I have checks in my checkbook? That's not good. So number two, weekly. So here's the next frequency. Weekly reports, you should be looking at your cash flow forecast and your sales and productivity. Cash flow forecast. So what do I have in escrow? If you're a business, you know, what accounts receivables do I have? What sales? what sales am I going to be making if you're in real estate? It's going to be, what do I have in escrow? You know, how many listings do I have? So you need to be looking at your cash flow forecast and your sales productivity on a weekly basis. Because especially if you're going to, you know, what do crazy salespeople like to call us every week to get us to buy?
Leads, lead gen, marketing. Shiny squirrels, shiny objects.
And then monthly, what you should be looking at, what is it monthly?
Monthly?
What do you think, if you had to guess? Starts with a P and ends with an L.
Oh.
And there's an ampersand in the middle.
Your P and L.
That's how smart I am. I know what the and symbol is called. It's called an ampersand. Starts with a P, has an ampersand in the middle, and has an L on the end. What should we be looking at?
Looking at your P and L.
Yeah. First week of the following month, once you close out all your numbers, QuickBooks, from your accountant, CPA, whatever, you should be reviewing your P&L and taking a look at your balance sheet and see where is your cash going. Those are your three numbers.
Those are excellent tips.
Okay. Daily, weekly, monthly, and what you should be looking at. Go get the book, Simple Numbers, Straight Talk. All right. Talking about Simple Numbers, Straight Talk, we got Duke from where?
From Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Hey, hello, Duke. Lally team.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Duke. Hi. So my quick tip of the day is going to be, it's going to mirror what we sent out on video this month, which was wear and tear.
Yes.
Wear and tear is probably the biggest enemy of an owner, and it's kind of like watching your unit depreciate, having renter after renter go in, and your unit takes just some small damage things that are not enough to claim under your security deposit. So these are carpet wear and tear. The 10 or 15 dings that your doorway takes when their people are bringing in all their stuff, the stairway railings, everything else that takes a beating, the bathtub just takes a beating from a family living in your unit.
Yeah.
So these issues, wear and tear, are not applicable under the security deposit return or reimbursement category. A lot of owners say, can I get the tenants to fix it? Well, you know, the normal wear and tear of a closing of a door is going to be, I don't know, 2,000 times over a year.
Yeah.
So eventually that door is going to give way, or there's going to be a lot of scuff or ding marks at your entrance.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get the tenant, who is the seventh tenant in a row, to replace the carpet.
Yeah.
And these are issues that we have gone to court and battled for our owners and lost. The judge is just so picky when it comes to wear and tear. So I warn owners to look at some of the materials they use in the rentals to make sure that they're high grade.
Yeah.
Because the court system is not going to get you to let security deposit reimbursement change out your carpet, your flooring, your tub, you know, your doorways, your blinds. All these issues take a beating in a rental.
So Duke, do you have any recommendations as far as the kind of flooring that's best to put in a rental, or maybe like the window coverings as well?
Carpet is the enemy of most rentals today.
Yeah.
So the shelf life on a carpet for a rental is going to be 2 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The shelf life on a carpet when you buy it brand new is 10 years. Mm-hmm. But that's not if it's in a rental situation. Most of our tenants they try to stay away from carpet if they have kids.
Yeah.
They don't want the kids crawling on a pad, the carpet pad, that hasn't been cleaned correctly or hasn't been disinfected.
Pets before.
There's just so many issues that go into a carpet. So vinyl flooring is our number one choice right now. It's durable. It has a 25-year warranty. It's waterproof, not water resistant. There's just so many issues that go into a floor.
Yeah.
So blinds, I recommend the horizontal blinds that come in stock at Home Depot or Lowe's.
Yeah.
Just your normal in-stock blinds, because when they break off or they break, you can get somebody to come out. Yep, and replace them. It's really easy.
And then is there any particular kind of like a paint or things that the owners could do to their walls or their trim to avoid the wear and tear?
You can't avoid wear and tear on trim.
Yeah.
So I would just make sure that we get the tenants to paint over any holes or anything, and that's protected in our addendum.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to put a TV up, you're going to take it down, and you're going to paint, repaint.
Big puka.
And, yep. You're going to repaint the whole wall. We don't let you just repaint the picture holes that you
touch
have.
Up never works. Even if the same paint, because it discolors over time. Never works.
So if you have any questions about wear and tear, just call me ahead of time. That's totally okay. I answer a lot of questions for people who are not our clients yet.
Yes.
But are thinking about it and have all kinds of probing questions about what it would be like if I hire a property manager. I got two calls this morning.
I think.
So you can call us. Yeah.
I think they should put the vinyl flooring on the floor, the walls, and the ceiling. Put stainless steel counters, appliances with marine-grade hardware. And then when the tenant move out, you just get on fire hose and just hose everything down. Let them dry. Put some bleach, a little bit of bleach, and then boom, it's ready for the next client. Or a murder. You know, it's a tenant or a murder.
Being in this industry, it's really interesting to know how many move-outs we have every year, especially in the summertime, when you've got five military bases moving out 15,000 families over the course of the year. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so busy for property managers, movers, for people who are in that industry, house cleaners, it's just amazing.
Handyman,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, good news is you guys have all those resources, right?
Yes, they do.
Yep, we have them all. You can reach us on the internet at www.hipacificpm.com or at 808-445-9223.
Thanks, Duke.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Duke.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, he always talks about that rent guarantee. What's that about?
So, yeah, so basically, if they can get your home rented in 30 days at the agreed upon rent, they will pay the rent.
If they can get it rented? You mean if they cannot get it rented?
They can't. They say can't.
If they cannot get it rented.
They cannot.
They pay the rent.
They pay the rent.
That's crazy.
It is.
Or they're good. You might want to give them a call. Check them out. Check them out on Yelp. Don't just take our word for it. They got pretty good reviews. Duke just told you, take him for a test drive.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him those questions as if you were his client already and see what kind of solutions he has.
Yep. So again, the number is 445-9223. That's 445-9223. Next up, we have the mortgage genius.
Jody.
Jody from Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Hey, Jody.
Hi, guys.
What you got for us?
I wanted to talk about something pretty, very new to me.
Okay.
And very, very interesting and exciting. So, you know, FHA loan.
Yes.
Okay. So it's a type of financing that would generally allow for a slightly lower FICO score, allow for a slightly higher debt to income ratio and allow for a lower down payment, so that 3.5% down. So it is a very amazing program. It's just that it does, like the VA loan or like the USDA loan, it requires a special approval for if the property is not a single family home.
Wow.
So if you're purchasing a property that is not a single family home, so that is a townhouse or a condo in a project,
or a single family home, or a single family home that has a maintenance fee, that
correct.
Would be like a CPR correct. Home.
Yes, then it requires a special FHA approval. Now, if you go to the FHA website and look at the approved condos / townhouses / CPRs in Hawaii, it's slim pickings. It's just slim pickings.
Yeah.
And so for a buyer that is like, hey, I see the value in doing an FHA loan at my affordability and at my price point, because then I am gaining the opportunity to own this asset, but nothing is FHA approved. So it kind of takes them out of the market, where they're really not, unless you can qualify for like 500 or 600 plus, mm-hmm. you're really not, it's really not a viable product. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. But can't you get the buildings or the complexes FHA approved?
Or is that?
What's the process for doing that?
So the problem there is that that takes about 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
And
wow.
It costs, it's pretty pricey.
Oh, wow.
In the cost. So, but here's the tip. Here's the good news. Just recently, some of our wholesale partners, so the some of the banks that we utilize, they have rolled out something that we used to have back in the day, pre-2008, a spot approval.
Oh, nice.
So I just like stumbled upon it because I was having a conversation with one of my favorite underwriters. And we were just kind of talking story about FHA and VA and you know, and I was like, gosh, you know, this one is so unbelievable that this particular project just so happens, which is why Owl Garden, just so happens to be FHA approved. It's unbelievable. And then that's when she was like, oh, you know what we started rolling out? They did it less than a month ago,
mm-hmm.
Where they are doing these spot approvals. So they are looking at thoroughly through all of the condominium documents and bylaws, CC&Rs, everything. And then they're saying, yes, the FHA HUD would approve this. This could be an FHA-approved condo if we waited the 4 to 6 months to do it. So we're going to do the loan.
Nice.
Now, do they still have to, like, go through the process of officially getting it approved? Or it's just, like, this hypothetical thing, like, oh, well, we would approve it?
Right. So
nice.
They are it's at the lender level now, mm-hmm. instead of being dependent upon HUD.
I know you said, so we got to create a memory hook so people can remember. You said it was special. So I remember the church lady.
Special.
Isn't that special?
Yes.
When you're thinking of your FHA financing and you got to get it approved.
Go to Jody.
Jody, the church lady, is going to say, isn't that special?
It's very special.
And she's going to take care of you.
Thank
get
you.
It figured out with solutions. Yeah. That's good. Glad we know that
so
now.
It's super exciting.
Yeah.
Because
super
a
exciting.
Lot of people are in that FHA type of approval.
Yes.
They're, you know, that's the type of loan they're looking for, but none of the condos and townhouses are FHA approved or very little of them.
Why do
so
they like
now,
why do they like the FHA
with the low down payment? Yep.
Yeah.
Lower down payment.
Yeah.
Yeah, lower down, or potentially they have a slightly higher debt to income ratio than a conventional financing would allow for.
Gotcha. Good to know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jody.
You have earned your moniker
yes.
of the mortgage genius.
That's right.
Thank you for
educating us on this special.
Yes.
This special spot approval here. So you can get a hold of Jody and her team at 488-5510. Check her out at PacRimMTG.com. We've got Bradley
from Allstate Insurance
with his tip of the week. Bradley.
I got my car insurance with him.
Yes.
I got my homeowner's insurance with him. I got my condo insurance with
him. We got the office insurance with him.
We got the office insurance with him.
Bradley, are you there?
Bradley, are you there?
I'm here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Haole makahiki ho.
All right. So my I like to tie my tip of the week to what's currently happening in the office.
Yeah.
And recently we've been getting a influx of calls about renter's insurance. Not only questions, but also inquiries, because property managers are now making it mandatory for people to get renter's insurance and to get into a rental.
Yes.
Some of the frequently asked questions is, what's covered under my policy?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most recent ones that I have come in contact with of utilizing the renter's policy is that there was some wind damage done to their landlord's home. So the roof came off, the ceiling was falling in, and the landlord has a policy to fix their roof
yes.
and cover their rent loss. But the renter says, well, what about me? Where am I going to live while the house is being rebuilt? Because we need some remediation done. There's no roofer that can fix it for another month or two. So what am I going to do? So the renter's policy will come in handy because it gives you rent loss insurance. Rent loss insurance will put you up at a hotel or a comfortable rental while the house is being rebuilt.
Yeah.
Or until the house is basically livable.
So the rent loss is the homeowner, though, right? Rent loss for the mm-hmm. homeowner.
And then there's for the tenant, too. That owns
the structure.
Yeah. Yep.
And the rental insurance, the renter's insurance cover what's called additional living expense.
Gotcha. That's good to know. Because think about it, folks. When the storm hit, that is like it. You wish it did this. It just zeroes in on all the grumpy, grouchy people and tears their roof off. No, it hits everybody. Whether you're on Santa's naughty or nice list, the storm comes in, rips all the roofs off. And then there's not like a plethora of roofing companies. They all get busy.
That's right. And then this renter's insurance is actually it's a pretty low cost. It's very affordable. Like, what is on average, Bradley? What are you seeing?
Anywhere from 68 to about 120 a year.
That's cheap.
The difference would be the liability coverage and how much content you want to cover.
Mm-hmm. You'd be at the movies. You spend more money at the movies. Why is at the movies? The whole place burned down. At least you have the insurance for the cost of going, taking your family to the movies.
Yeah, I think it's
get the unlimited popcorn.
I think it's responsible of the property managers to be like making it like a mandatory thing that the tenants carry this this renter's insurance.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It is.
Okay.
It's good for everybody. All right.
Thanks, Bradley.
Thank you, Bradley.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So you can get a hold of Bradley and his team at 591-8016. Find them at allstate.com under Maruyama and Associates.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We're about to take a break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Christy, is it Dill? Dilly?
Dilly.
Dilly of Vacasa Real Estate Hawaii. She will talk to us about the state of home rentals in Hawaii. So stay with us.
If you're looking for an outstanding insurance agent that will personally help you during the moment of truth, we recommend Bradley Maruyama with Allstate Insurance.
So, Attilio, what do you mean by the moment of truth?
Well, the best insurance is the insurance you never have to use. But we know that's not how life works. So when life happens, you can count on Bradley and his team to exceed your expectations for your insurance needs.
Keep in mind that when buying a home, the cost of home insurance should be taken into consideration. I trust Bradley with my own personal home, so you should give him a call. Call Bradley with Allstate Insurance at 591-801.
Aloha to my friends in Hawaii. It's Colin Cowherd. Look, I've interviewed some great coaches and encountered brilliant strategists that are five steps ahead of everybody else. I've also invested in real estate all over the country. I've lived in eight states. When it comes to selling your home in Hawaii, you have a brilliant real estate team in Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally with Keller Williams. They attract so many buyers locally, nationally, and internationally, they can either make an immediate cash offer on your home or sell it at a price and deadline you agree to, and they'll buy it. Their marketing plan on a completely different level. That's Team Lally. They've outsold every agent in Hawaii year after year. Check out why national real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii, as well as national news talk host Sean Hannity. That's why I trust him. Write the number down, 799-9596, or go online to 808GuaranteedSale.com, 808GuaranteedSale.com, and start packing.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you.
In Hawaii, I would hire Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi. Their marketing strategy is so effective that if your home doesn't sell on terms you agree to, Team Lally will buy it.
Partner with the team I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you about a team of real estate agents whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally Real Estate Group of Keller Williams, Honolulu. Now, Adrian and Attilio spend thousands of dollars every month and attract hundreds of buyers every week. Now, because of that, if they can't sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, they will buy your home. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii. And if I needed to sell a home in Hawaii, Well, I would call Team Lally. Call Team Lally now at 799-9596. Online at 808GuaranteedSale.com. That's 808GuaranteedSale.com. And consider your home sold.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues.
Give it to me. Welcome back, and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or on the web at teamlally.com.
Our guest today is native of Northern California with a bachelor's degree in geography and a certificate of business from the University of Colorado at Boulder. She has spent most of her adult life traveling. That sounds like fun. She has worked as an environmental planner, a project manager, and served as the president of the Donner Crest Homeowners Association in Truckee, California. She is currently principal broker of real estate sales and rental management at Vacasa Real Estate. Please welcome our guest, Christy Dilley.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Sure. Welcome to the show.
I feel like I'm that character on SNL. His name was Mango.
Uh-huh.
If Mango was the spokesperson for your guys coming, he'd be like, Vacasa. That's how he would say it. You should hire Mango.
But how do you really say it? All kidding aside,
Vacasa.
Like Vacasa.
V-U-H, yeah.
Okay, and then how did this name come into play?
As story goes, our founder and owner, Eric Brion, his wife, named the company, and for some reason it was Vacasa.
Okay.
I don't know more than that, but I know that that's the name.
Nice. Okay. So maybe you could share with us a little bit about, how long have you been here in Hawaii?
Well, Vacasa as a company has actually been in existence, I believe, since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
We landed here in Hawaii, I believe it was somewhere around November of 2016.
Cool. Now, one of the things we checked out your guys' company, what I think is totally awesome, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys do like the Matterport and just really nice photos of your vacation rentals for your clients.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
That's important.
That's one of the things that we pride ourselves with amongst many things. But as you may know, we are a global company, and every single client, no matter which market, which country they are in, does receive a professional photo shoot and a full 3D virtual tour via mm-hmm. Matterport.
Oh, you know what? And I asked you during the break, but backing up a little bit, mm-hmm. how did you end up coming to Hawaii and being here?
Yes.
Me?
For you.
Oh,
we forgot to. We get to know you a little bit more before we get into it.
I'll make a short story.
Yeah,
I have a long story. So I was living in California. You guys introduced me. So I have a long history of real estate development, project management, planning. Got my real estate license, I think, in 2004, and did really well until the great economy crash that we all know about.
Yes, that was fun.
It was fun. So I decided to make a change and moved out to Maui and lived there for several years and did all the things I never did. As a very serious person, I decided to go do fun things, all sorts of jobs that maybe one might have in college instead. And so I just kind of let it out, and it was awesome. But at one point,
what kind of fun things? Give us some of these jobs.
Things. I worked at Mama's Fish House.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice restaurant.
Yeah. I was a zipline tour guide.
Cool.
But what actually got me to Maui was my love of CrossFit. So mm-hmm. I actually moved there to become, I was already a coach in Truckee, California, but
nice.
I received a coaching position in CrossFit Upcountry Maui and Haile Mailea. And that's what took me to Maui and kept me there. And then I did all the fun stuff. Worked at the winery in Ulapalakua. What did I do?
Nice.
Catering events, weddings, all these fun things. What happened was I decided I need to make real money again.
Yeah.
And so I went back to California to pursue that. And then, of course, the way the universe works brought me back here.
But to a different island.
No, I'm still in Maui.
Oh, okay. It's nice.
Yeah.
So for Vacasa, you're in California, you're like, hey, you want to go back to Hawaii?
Yeah. So I was working for Vacasa for probably about 3 years. I really put in my opinion, the Lake Tahoe market on the map with respect to vacation rentals. So my job there was, a business development representative, and I became one of the first managers in Vacasa for the business development team. And we grew that market really quickly and successfully. And so once that happened, I made it be known to my bosses that I wanted to move to Hawaii and do the same thing here in Hawaii. And 3 years later, here I am, principal broker of the company, and not only am I running business development, well, not so much running it, but also in charge of growing a real estate company here too as well.
And I think how we ended up crossing paths, we had a client that was looking to buy, it was a referral from another agent, and they wanted to buy a vacation rental in Hawaii, and they were familiar with it, but they said, we want to use Vacasa, because they manage our other whatever vacation rental in the mainland. And I'm like, what's Vacasa?
And we started to research.
And then we did the research. And then we got to know your guys' company. I was like, wow, this is pretty impressive, all the stuff that you guys do for the clients. Because, for example, we have a property management division, and we do not touch vacation rentals, short-term rentals with a 100-foot pole. Why, Adrian?
Well, I mean, it's a completely different model, right? Yes. So we're set up like, so Duke,
Hawaii Pacific Property Management,
their models and systems is set up to manage the long-term rentals.
Yeah.
And it's a different, I think it's a different process. It's a different type of experience, different things that need to be in place in order to do the short-term vacation versus the long-term.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, one of the other things I liked about you guys' company is you guys will like go through the property and make recommendations for what they should do, like decorations and decor and all of that. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, the success of a rental really depends, I feel like, in this day and age, on what's inside it.
Yes.
I will have people send me, addresses all within maybe 10 square miles of each other, but if they're all one bedroom, one bathroom, it doesn't really matter. The income's most likely going to be the same. So it has to do with what you're providing your guests, but also, honestly, if it's, a 20-year-old, or 30-year-old property and it still has original furnishings, it's definitely going to lose out to the person who remodeled within the last 5 years. So what Vacasa has done is actually created our own interior design program.
Nice.
That has been very successful on the mainland. I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. It's on its way to Hawaii, but for our Hawaii customers, be patient, it's coming. But what that, really entails is our interior design team, our in-house interior design team, being able to, make recommendations, like you said, and actually fully refurnish a home with all sorts of different packages. If you're familiar with some of the other online interior design platforms where you pay maybe per room, you pay different price platforms depending on how much help you really want. Vacasa is providing that too, but I don't even know the statistic, but I want to say a very, very fraction, small fraction of the price of what you'll find if you weren't our customer and you went to the public marketplace for that type of service.
It's about bringing that extra value to your clientele, right? Keeping them happy and loyal. I mean, that's why this client that was looking to buy a vacation rental was so adamant, like, oh, we need to use Vacasa here in Hawaii for, because they've obviously had this great experience.
Yeah.
Well, I think what you guys have realized is not everybody's some young millennials with no social life and they just want to be cleaning their vacation rental and probably doing it illegally. And that there are actual people out there that, do you find these people are like, they're buying it for investment purposes or it's a second home?
That's a tough question to answer.
It's hard, because you get both.
I think it's kind of a changing market. Honestly, I'm trying to think of maybe, let's say, the last 6 months of, conversations I've had with homeowners. The reality is that maybe less than a quarter of them have owned that property for such a long time that they now decided they want to do something different with it. The majority of people come to Vacasa because we are in the limelight right now in the vacation rental industry, right? We are now the largest short-term rental manager in the United States, well, on the mainland, so to speak. And because of that, we have a lot of notoriety. So people are coming to us with the question of what is the best use of this property? Can you help me? And so, I think we see a lot of people coming here just for investment purposes. It's sort of, alternative to other types of investments at this point. It's really got people looking.
Well, but you guys are part of their business plan.
Yeah.
Right? Well, make sure that you have this success.
the key here is that it's an investment that you get to enjoy. I don't know of anybody that like, hey, honey, let's print out our Apple stock and look at it at dinner and reminisce of when we first. No, nobody does that. But when you buy like a vacation rental, you're like, you get to, especially when it's short term. I had a vacation rental that I personally ran myself for like 10 years in Waikiki. And I was like a neat freak, and it was horrible because I'd be, you know, the guests would check out. Then I got to go after work, and I'd be cleaning the unit till like 3 a.m. And then, you know, because a guest was checking in the next day. And I do not regret handing that off to somebody else. But what I realized is that that is a completely different thing. You're managing an experience for that person. But it was in Waikiki, so I used to keep my surfboards there. And this is what I used to tell people. If you don't like your tenant when you have short-term rental, don't worry about it. They'll be gone in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you guys? So speaking of that, what do you guys do on the front end to make sure that we don't have, you know, the animal house in my beachfront property in the North Shore, you know, with John Belushi?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that sets us apart is the fact that we want to employ as many people as we can.
Yeah.
While working with contractors is great, Vacasa really aims to give more people jobs, to pay fair wages, to give them benefits, really great health benefits, 401k. Our benefits at Vacasa are incredible. And so I think one thing you might find that's different between us and our competitors is the amount of people actually employed. Right now, we're on 4 islands, you know, Big Island, Kauai, Maui, and here, of course, on Oahu. Uh-huh. But on each of these islands, we have an incredible amount of staff. And one of the pushes for 2020 is to continue hiring people, bringing them on, and help them pave their way through their life through better benefits.
So who are you looking for?
You're looking for anybody?
What's your ideal
everybody?
Team player? Do they need to be licensed? Or?
Well, it depends on which department. You know, Vacasa, like, has a, what I say is a three-prong business structure. Our ultimate goal is property management, short-term rental management, excuse me. But we feed that pool by real estate, homeowners association, AOAO, as we call it here in Hawaii, management. And so we're looking for people of, you know, all different types of disciplines. Primarily, though, this year, I'll speak for myself, we're looking for more agent partners, realtors who want to partner with us, make referrals to us. We have a wonderful referral program. And if you're an agent out there and you're listening, of course, your client stays your client. We'll always refer that client back to you.
Yes.
So more of our what we call the expert agent network.
Yeah.
You can check that out on our website. And of course, housekeepers. If you've been in this industry, you know that they are truly what makes vacation rentals happen. It's the make it or break it person, really, truly. Housekeeping is so important, and they're such important people, and we want to make sure that they're paid fairly.
That's good.
So that's your big need, is realtor partners and housekeeping, and maybe possibly some people with like strong administrative skills with these AOAOs, because that seems like that's a lot of information and data to be you know, sifting through.
Well, let's go through all the FAQs that people have asked.
But I interrupted her though.
Go ahead.
On how do you make sure that you don't have like the animal house tenants? Because you're talking about all the people that you have employed.
Oh,
how you screen the tenants?
Well, it's basically that, right? We have a lot of people on island. You know, we're in the neighborhoods every single day
doing drive-bys.
Yeah, I mean, we've got an incredible, you know, screening process, which you can read about online as well. But you know, our systems are in place to red flag any type of guest based off of all sorts of different factors I won't go into, but beyond that, you know, credit card screening, third party address verification, and the fact that, like I said, our property managers, our house cleaners who are our employees are in
probably
the homes in and out every single day.
Oh, that's great. Doing the
and so when we're not reliant on as many contractors, we have people vested in the company.
So if someone gets on that blacklist, are they blacklisted like across all, what is it, 23,000 properties?
Yes. Like on the naughty list. Thumbs down.
I have no clue. I hope so.
They have an Animal House logo on their
on their
profile.
Perfect.
Don't rent to this person.
I'm sure that exists.
So, you know, the other thing that's coming up is, the terminology, short-term rental, vacation rental. What's the difference? That's what we keep hearing, that being interchanged.
It's interchanged.
Yeah.
I think they're one and the same.
Well, I mean, no, because, you know, when I, well, here's my perception. When I think of vacation rental, I'm thinking of less than 30 days. When mm-hmm. I'm thinking of short-term rental, I'm thinking of more than 30 days, but less than 6 months. But, you know, don't quote us, even though we're realtors, because that's not our thing, is property management, long-term, short-term, or any kind of rentals. We do sales. What? How do you answer that kind of, like, how do you help the clients understand that? Vacation rental versus short-term rental, or is it just the same?
Well, I think, as you guys know, the laws here in Hawaii are mandated by the county. Mm-hmm. So I'll speak for Vikasa. Right now, we are operating under the laws of Maui County, Oahu County, Hawaii Island, Hawaii County, and Kauai.
Yeah.
And each island has a very specific set of laws, and they're completely different from each other. And what I mean by saying that is that their definitions within the laws are different. In fact, there's TVRs, transient vacation rentals, right? There's different vernacular. Yep, for sometimes the same exact thing. So I it's not a great answer for you, but I think that it really depends on where you're doing business.
No, it's a great answer, because what you're telling people is don't assume what's on Oahu is happening on Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. It's all different because they're all different counties.
Yes.
And are you finding, and let's get real, I mean, I know you're here in Hawaii, but I've done the research and there are just other more friendlier places to have a vacation rental. I mean, let's just be genuine with our conversation here. If people want to own in Hawaii, there's only Hawaii, right? I mean, if you want to have a vacation rental in Phoenix, Arizona, well, it's going to be 119 degrees in the summertime. So there's some trade-offs. And I don't know if you're just in Hawaii, or are there more friendlier states that Vikasa recommends, or is just you leave it up to the property owners to do their research?
It definitely differs from state to state, county to county, city to city.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on what the owner wants to invest in, right? So here in Hawaii, I would say if you're an investor looking for short-term rental to replace your Apple stock, you're primarily limited to the condo market.
Gotcha.
Right? Hawaii has done a really good job, in my opinion, of making sure that we understand which sandbox we can play in.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of political reasons behind that I don't really want to get into. But, you know, the effort to keep neighborhoods and vacation rental areas and resort areas, those, you know, kind of the uses defined, there's a good reason behind that. Whether the law is great, I'm not going to speak to that.
Sure.
But
we can. It's our show. We can say whatever the heck we want.
We can. You can. The point is like, so if you're like, oh, I just want to own a 5-bedroom single family residential home, you might want to look at Northern California or Colorado or another state, because here it's very, very defined.
Gotcha.
But if you do want to know more about what's the best investment, Vikasa's real estate department is looking into cap rate, cash on cash, and looking at what markets are the best rate of return. Because
vacancy
we've got
rates, stuff like that.
Yeah, we have people calling us every single day and they say, I have money. It's not that I want Hawaii.
Yeah.
I don't care. Tell us where's the best return for my money.
But you get advice.
So our central team is doing that. They're advising them and helping them find the market that fits their lifestyle, their, you know, size needs and whatnot. But
if you want Hawaii,
it's a condo.
This particular island, this is what we're going to advise, the direction you're going.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There are single-family residential permitted properties out there. They're just not easy to buy every single day.
So what are your thoughts on, so Oahu, we just recently had some changes or some enforcements that has happened. How has that affected your clientele, if at all?
I think it's narrowed down the geographical location that we can operate in. So, you know, really, it's the Waikiki area, as you guys know. We won't find that any further, but it's a pretty
narrow
area.
When you guys go to the Honolulu City and County website, the pink area. Where the pink area is where, because I looked it up. They got all the maps over there.
But just because it's Waikiki doesn't mean that it's resort zone.
Like, yeah, because I own one on Kanikapole, and it's between Kuhio and Alawai, if you guys know Waikiki. Mm-hmm. So the three main streets that run parallel to the ocean is Alawai, Kuhio, and Kalakaua. I thought I was Vacation Rental City all that time, and I went and looked at the maps. It's not, because between, and I can state this as factually, and you know what, never mind my facts. You go verify on the website, but I looked at the map. From the Cujillo to the Alawai is not vacation rental or resort zoning or whatever the zoning is, but from Cujillo to Kalakaua in that area, and then it's not all the way left to right either. So you got to be very careful on what end of Waikiki you're at. But look at the map.
Yeah. And don't forget, too, that just because it's in maybe the pink area doesn't mean it's going to be legal, because you also have your homeowners association,
right,
or your AOA,
yep,
which might or actually allowed. Prohibit.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more to look into than just the zoning.
Yeah.
So are you guys managing any of like the condo tells? Because they typically have the front desk and they have, you know, a different structure as far as, you know, their splits with their owners. Are you guys getting into that market at all?
We are. We're not managing front desk, but there are quite a few condo tells that allow all sorts of management companies to.
Yep.
Exactly. And so we're in many of them, and we're doing really well there. You know, condo tells charge quite a bit just to pay for that front desk.
So,
yeah.
If you want a more favorable commission, call me at Mikasa.
I was thinking, because we had done a ton of, unfortunately, short sales in the Ala Moana condo tells. Mm-hmm. We probably did, I don't know, 20, 30 of them.
At least 30.
So we got to know real well the pricing and what was going on in that particular hotel. So we can speak from facts, and I will tell you, it's somewhere between 50% and 60% of whatever is your monthly rental income is going to go when you run through the front desk. So.
Oh, and I'm going to speak from my experience at their front desk. There's some organizations that, like, it's just I've had to wait over an hour to check in at this particular time, so. You know, just because you're going through the front desk doesn't mean that it's going to be the best experience for your guests.
Yeah.
So.
And so let's talk about like the marketing. I think you guys have your own kind of marketing algorithms and stuff like that that allow your to reduce the vacancies. Are you guys managing people's Airbnb, or are you doing it yourself, or how do you guys do the marketing?
So sites like Airbnb, VRBO, vacationrentals.com, you name it, those are what we call billboards. They're marketing platforms, right? They're marketing the property.
Yep.
They collect the money, but other than that, they're doing nothing.
That's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we partner with those companies. They're part of our marketing plan. So, of course, Vacasa.com is what we'd like to be your go-to when you come to look for a vacation rental, but you can find every single one of our properties on all those major platforms. We call them channel partners.
Yeah.
And so when you become a Vacasa client, you automatically will be, you know, hosted on all of those different websites as well. So there's a plethora of ways that a guest can find your property online. They ultimately end up with Vacasa because we take care of all of the booking, payment processing, you know, guest check-ins, check-outs, house cleaning, maintenance, you name it. Everything else is done in-house by Vacasa. That's what full service means.
Mm-hmm. You take care of all the logistics, and the money just shows up in their accounts.
In our owner's accounts, yes,
that's right.
So I'm a guest, I'm a whatever, tourista, and I'm going on Airbnb, and I click check availability or whatever. Is it jumping over to Vacasa?
No, they can book online directly at Airbnb.
Okay.
What's really great, though, is that all of the websites that our properties are featured on are instantaneously updated, so there's no risk of a double booking. That's the biggest blunder in the vacation rental world, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So everything happens in real time.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Good.
All right. Well, we are heading towards the end of our show. Is there anything that we did not cover that you wanted to talk about today so our listeners were aware?
Or any questions? Somebody who's got a vacation rental already, looking to get one here in Hawaii, any last-minute tips for them?
I don't know.
How about you guys?
That's hard. You said you're a vacation rental owner yourself, so you asked me a question.
I would tell you, after owning one for 10 years and then doing the research and seeing what you guys were doing, I was super impressed. And that's the company that I personally would use. Even as a realtor, I would not just...
Don't mess with it.
All these people doing that, if your life is about... Here's the thing I know about long-term renters. Something breaks, you can get to it, you know, eventually. If you're on vacation, when do they want it fixed?
Now. Right away.
So if your life is about running and managing your vacation rental, then go do that. But I would just pay the percentage and turnkey it with you guys and because I want to be on vacation. And when I'm on vacation, I don't want to be dealing with my vacation rental.
No. Right.
So
I don't know. I guess I would say that our success is driven by owner and guest experience and satisfaction. Yes. And part of the owner satisfaction is income. And one thing that definitely drives us, or excuse me, separates us from any other management company out there is that our software is proprietary. You mentioned our rate algorithm, our dynamic pricing platform earlier.
That's it.
That has been developed in-house since the very start. So that software is now over 10 years old, and it's continuing to build upon itself. It's why we've got owner guarantees. Mm-hmm. It's how we've proven across, on average, all markets to have increased owner income by 34% when making a switch to our company over a different management company. And that, again, is a huge differentiator. There's a lot of third-party algorithm software out there that you can buy. So if you're shopping around, you might be actually shopping around with three different companies on the same platform. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, we are really proud of what we've created in-house, and that is a huge differentiator.
Yeah, I think the big thing for you guys is you're a true partnership with the homeowner as opposed to Airbnb, which is just a platform between the guest and the owner.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So if our listeners want to get a hold of you guys, what best way is just go to the website, vacasa.com, or...
Yeah, vacasa.com, or if you want to call us here in Hawaii, you know, you're happy and to reach out to me.
If you call them up and you go, Vacasa, they're going to hang up on you. You got to go, Vacasa.
All right. So what's the best number?
Well, if you would like to reach me, I'm happy to take your call. Sure. You can reach me at 808-264-3508.
3508. Right. And you realtors out there, go be a partner.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. We've got Howard on the line. Are you there, Howard?
Yes, I am.
All right.
How are you doing today?
We only got a couple quick minutes. You got to do like those people at the end of like a medical commercial. Talk real
fast.
All
right. We have 30 seconds to go, people. Let's start this off out in Makakilo with a beautiful 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home, large lot at the Watercolors. And it's got some nice views from the second story. Great vaulted ceiling, beautiful ceramic tile, split AC. Now we're going to drive down the hill into Kapolei, into the new Meihana neighborhood. And we have at the end of a dead-end street, so you don't have a side neighbor, which gives a little more peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, single-story home. And that one is on Kakala Street. And it just came on the market. Both of these are grand opens. This one is unique. It's going to be on Saturday. So if you want to do open house on Saturday, we got you covered. If you want to do an open house on Sunday, we got you covered.
All right.
And then our final open house, bum, 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 is out in Kaneohe in Waihea Valley. Attilio is going to correct me on that because I just butchered that. And that is a 4-bedroom, 4-bath, super large home, over 2,500 square feet on an acre of land. Used to be used to raise flowers, so there's, I think, still permits in place if you wanted to put some greenhouses on your lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just gorgeous views of the mountains. One of your neighbors has a pond, so
awesome.
Grab a fishing pole, and you know what to do.
Well, thanks for listening, and thank you to our sponsors,
Jody Tonga. Are you going to take that part? You're taking my line. Okay, go ahead.
Jody Tonga and Derek Tonga. A Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Maruyama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta of Pillar to Post Home Inspection.
Janice Merlin of Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speed of Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Thomas Pattison of Pattison Land Surveying.
If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer, here in the studio.
Woo-hoo.
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life
forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
program. We can't sell your home at the agreed upon price or time frame. We'll have it bought for cash.
Thanks and aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Team Lally.